North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in have agreed to remove nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. The two leaders kicked off their historic summit in South Korea on Friday after greeting each other at the military demarcation line that divides the Koreas. Analyst John DeLurie says it's a surprise that the Koreas' talks have made such rapid progress.
No expert was expecting that we'd have this kind of 180-degree reversal, where last year was basically inching closer and closer to the serious possibility of military conflict, and now we're on the brink of peace.
Kim's now become the first North Korean leader to set foot on southern soil since the Korean War. Although the two leaders agreed to remove nuclear weapons during their summit, they didn't provide any specific new measures. DeLurie says even though there may be few facts, it appears the talks have been productive.
The devil is in the details. That is true. But it has to start with this kind of high-level political will. It has to start with the leaders meeting and seeing if they can identify a deal. And so far, there's very strong signals that there's some progress.
Kim and Moon firmly grasped each other's hands during a lavish farewell ceremony at the border village where they met. Moon agreed to visit Pyongyang sometime in the fall, and both leaders said they'd meet on a regular basis and exchange calls via a recently established hotline. For the AP, I'm Jennifer O'Neill with Rivet.